you got to check out a pole that fell in the creek. Big bird's nest on one of the lines there. And the Wichita Lineman, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 50 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, the nominees for vice president, meet in their first and only debate here in New York City tonight.
In a fundraising email, Walz says he's training to block J.D. Vance's twisted and dangerous agenda tonight. The campaign is downplaying expectations, with reports Walz is nervous and previously warned Vice President Kamala Harris that he's a bad debater. Vance staying out of the public eye yesterday. Former President Trump saying he's confident Vance will have the edge.
ABC's Perry Russum. 45,000 dock workers have gone on strike against the owners of 14 East and Gulf Coast ports. Money the issue. The port's offering 50% over the life of the six-year deal. The dock workers want 77%. Declaring it violates a woman's liberty to control her own body, an Atlanta judge struck down Georgia's six-week abortion ban. An appeal is certain. This is ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Andy Hipsch, Mercury Livestock, with your market results from September the 23rd. We had 433 head today, 59 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 160 to 170. Choice Holstein steers, 149 to 159. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 148 and down. 113 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring, 117 to 129. The middle 60, 91 to 116. And the bottom 20%, 90 and down. Four bulls day. Most bulls, 134 to 153. 240 head of calves day. The top 80% of Holstein bull calves bring, 460 to 650. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 330 and down. Quality beef calves, 300 to 870. Light pork quality calves, 150 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Mercury Livestock. Have a great week.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, an update on the weather for today is coming up on this Tuesday morning.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like today, a high of 65. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again, a high of 73. Thursday, 75, partly cloudy and mild conditions, with a slight chance of a light shower overnight. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 65. In Richland Center, following an early reading today of 67, we're down from that. It's 50 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Tuesday. Welcome to October.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Bailey Zimmerman on WRCO, 10 minutes after 7. Well,
Lots of big doings going on this weekend, including Center Color Fest, the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds, the, of course, Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm. So lots of things to talk about. And some special things to give away. We have a coupon for a piece of pie and drink from your friends at Wheels of Time. Some other lovely parting gifts, if you know the answer today. In the first verse of the song Convoy, what three brands of trucks are mentioned? Three-part question here. What three brands of trucks are mentioned in the first verse of Convoy? Give it a try. Here's George Strait.
I'm not gonna lay around and whine and moan, 'cause somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my last. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. Always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hair with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing. I'm here for a good time, I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time.
Here for a good time, Mr. George Strait. Congratulations, Rita McCarthy. She knew the right answer. The first verse of Convoy, what three brands of trucks are mentioned? Kenworth, a Peterbilt or a Pete, and a Jimmy, GMC. There you go. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. Indeed. There we go. Listen for yourself. Congratulations to Rita. She wins courtesy of Wheels of Time, the Truck and Tractor Show this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Also, stop by Oakwood and enjoy all of the great fruits of the harvest during Customer Appreciation Days anytime. But, of course, their big weekend is this week.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was a dark dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down. Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here. By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10. Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus. Rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get. Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4. Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, WCCU.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a free movie night at Starlight 14 in celebration of its recent 5-star patient satisfaction rating. The 5-star rating is the highest score awarded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The event will be held on Saturday, October 12th, and will feature the movie Inside Out 2. All are welcome to attend. Gates will open at 5:30, and the show will begin at dusk. Join us for a free movie night. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Oh, yes.
How you doing, young man?
Hang brave.
Hey, earlier in the in your show this morning, you said that you were digging around for your Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah, I got a plan. Well, it's October 1st.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you had it on all the time.
Oh, ha. Boom. It's not Monday joke day.
Oh.
No.
Well, my bad. I'll save that for next week.
Yep. I was thinking about all the great Henrys in history.
Oh, boy.
Henry Aaron, Henry Ford, Henry Kissinger, Henry Bray. There
keep
you go.
Keep going.
Henry
the Eighth.
They drop off pretty quickly.
Yeah, the last one dead real big.
Oh,
hey, you know,
yes.
Joanne and I were in the parade on Friday at Riverdale.
Right. I heard that you had chocolate candy that was melting pretty fast.
That was her. That's Joanne.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to hide it, put it in her pocket. It's warm.
Oh.
You just don't do that.
Not a good idea.
But you know what? I got booed.
Did you really?
Yes.
They were really saying Bruce.
No,
wait a minute. No, that wouldn't make any sense.
Bruce. Yeah, because I threw my candy.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a good selection of candy. Candy corn? I mean, it's
candy corn. That's kind of hard to catch. Unless you catch it in your mouth.
Yeah, but They were saying, we can't eat that. I said, yeah, you can. It's a 5-second rule.
Oh, sure.
You know, because candy corn's individually not wrapped at all.
Oh, it's not wrapped. That's right. Huh.
So I thought I did good.
I heard you threw a couple Slinkies out there.
I did. Some Slinkies, some eyeballs, some bouncy eyeballs, some slime.
That's some quality parade swag right there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Phil. I should say thank you, Phil and June.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. What else is up?
Well, nothing much. Today is quiz day, young man. It's your favorite topic.
I was worried about that. Is it candy?
No. Your second favorite topic.
I was thinking of Halloween. Music?
It is music.
Music?
Yeah. I was hoping you'd probably say June there, but now you're in trouble.
Okay.
Candy, music, what's after music?
Well, I'm already in trouble.
Oh.
Because she said I was whining on the air that she'd make her an apple crisp Sunday.
Oh, she didn't make it, did she?
She's like, you failed to tell him that I made homemade pizza. I said, well, you know, that's probably true.
Again, I didn't get any of it, so.
No, I ate the last June? Of it.
No pizza, no apple crisp. I'm still, yeah.
Yeah. I was on the move all day yesterday, and that was a mobile food for me last night. So it's all gone.
Really?
Sorry.
Are you?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Was it pepperoni?
No, Canadian bacon.
Ooh, I love
pepperoni. It's not my number one.
Really?
No.
Is
no.
it?
My favorite is hamburger or beef.
Really?
Yep.
And then, I'm a big. I like Canadian bacon though. That's pretty.
Yep. Absolutely.
Canadian bacon with some onions and mushrooms.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's awesome.
You don't like olives, though?
Nope.
I'll have them on my half.
Yeah, well, I don't think that really she worried about me at all. No apple crisps, no pizza.
No. And the Bears won, too, but...
Yeah, imagine that.
Yep. Oh, well.
Well?
It's the way it goes.
Hey, did you know the Vikings won?
I do, yeah. Absolutely.
And did you know you beat me by 7 points?
Was that all it was?
Yeah.
What did my droopy guys do last night?
65, and it was 7:59 to 7:65.
I was pretty well ahead of you, and I had two players to play, and you only had one. I should have beat you by a lot more than that.
No. I had Metcalf last night. He went off for 100 and something points.
Figures.
So all the way through the game until the fourth quarter, I was expected to win. I had 68% winnage to your 40 something. And all of a sudden, it switched. I went to 2% to your 98%.
Ooh. Wow. All this while I was sleeping last night. Yeah, that's awesome.
Now I got 10 questions for you.
All right.
True, false.
All right.
The composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Vienna, Austria. True, false.
You're going way back.
Well, you like music, so.
Sure.
Ludwig Beethoven. Beethoven. Beethoven.
Jeepers. All right.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, yeah, completely deaf when he composed his ninth symphony.
His ninth symphony.
Whatever. It's going to be a long day.
Yes, all right.
Number three, the piano is a string instrument, Philip.
All right.
Number four, Bob Dylan won a Nobel Prize in Literature for his songwriting.
All right.
Number five, Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, was born in India.
All right.
Number six, Taylor Swift has won more Grammy Awards than any other female artist in history. True or false?
All right.
The saxophone is a brass instrument. The saxophone is a brass instrument.
All right.
Number eight, Bach. Sebastian Bach.
Joanne Krulatz.
Sebastian Bach Krulatz was famous for her operas.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I don't even know where we're at. Number nine. The guitar solo in Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin is considered one of the greatest guitar solos of all time.
All right.
Number 10.
Yep.
Madonna's real name is actually Madonna. All right, buddy. What do you thought?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little vague on some of them. They're going way back. And then some of them I couldn't understand the question very well. But I did the best I could. So
you're gonna try to blame this on me already.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'll say I have 8 right.
Really?
Out of 10. I hope.
Okay. You're looking for a fridge hanger, and this is music. This is what you like.
Well, I know. Well, it was quite varied, but we'll see how we do.
The composer Wolfgang Mozart was born in Vienna, Austria.
That's true.
That is false. Mozart was born in Salzburg. It is true.
It is true.
Yeah, look at that.
What did you...
Salzburg, Austria. Yeah, that's true. It says false, though.
I was going by, there's a song.
Yeah, they are
a song. Amadeus, yeah, Amadeus. And I think he tells the story of where he was born.
Yeah. That's... So it is true.
All right.
So...
Well, thank you.
Well, dadgummit.
Your answer key is wrong.
It is wrong, actually.
Had I stolen the test, I would have got it wrong.
No, you wouldn't have. Ludwig van Beethoven.
There you go.
Ludwig van Beethoven was completely deaf when he composed his 9th symphony.
That's true.
It's true. He lost his hearing, but still composed music.
Right.
The piano is a string instrument, Philip.
True.
It is true. The piano produces sound by striking strings inside the instrument.
Open up the hood there.
Yeah, it is all kind of strings in there. Kind of neat to get in there.
Right.
The piano is a string instrument. It is true. Bob Dylan won a Nobel Prize in Literature for his songwriting.
That is true.
Do you remember what year that was?
It wasn't very long ago. I would say 2016, maybe.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I remember that. And then there was, I don't think he went like to the presentation or whatever, but he did get it. Yep.
Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of Queen, was born in India.
That's right.
It is true. Freddie Mercury was born in Zanzibar, which is now part of someplace in India. Anyway, Taylor Swift won more Grammy Awards than any other female artist in history.
I'm thinking false.
It is false. Taylor Swift is highly awarded, but Beyonce holds the record for most Grammys.
Okay.
Sebastian Bach, Joanne, was famous for his operas.
False.
It is false. Bach was known for his instrumental compositions. So, the guitar solo "Stairway to Heaven" by Led Zeppelin is considered to be one of the greatest solos of all time.
I don't think that's 8. You jumped one.
Well, right? Let's go back to 7.
7?
Yeah. The saxophone is a brass instrument.
That would be 8.
No.
7 was the one that you just had about...
No, that was Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, okay.
It was 6. Swift is 6.
All right.
7, the saxophone is a brass instrument. You said false.
Right.
Okay. Number 8, that's Bach was famous for his operas.
False.
That is false, yes.
All right.
All right. Number 9, the guitar solo in Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin is considered one of the greatest solos of all time.
True.
It is true.
All right.
What do you got? 9 out of 9?
So far.
Madonna's real name is Madonna.
That is true.
Her full name, Philip, is Madonna Louise Saccone.
Saccone or something?
Yeah, Saccone. Like that. But you got a 10 out of 10. But
woo!
There's a minus 5 points for no name.
Oh, nah, that's not fair. You didn't put a slap for the name to be put on there.
That's going on the fridge.
It's a fridge hanger.
You beat me.
First time since May.
May 28th, I think.
May 28th. Yeah, wow. I'm so happy.
You got to put the date up there.
I'm so happy. So you're trying to go a year without a fridge hanger for me. So.
Yeah, I thought I had you on a couple. But
yeah, well, with music, I've got a fighting chance.
You do. Most of the time. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to give Philip a softball.
All right. Sounds
nice
good.
Job. 10 out of 10. Not bad.
All right, buddy. 10 out of 10.
Can we get some more candy for this Friday's parade?
Probably.
I'm not going to throw it out. I just want some for home.
You just
want
to eat it. Yeah. Yeah,
buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray. Now I'm going to strut around all day.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family farm.
Good morning. Our update continues on WRCO. In a few minutes, Johan Krulatz will be in to bring us the news, right? Anyway, we have an update on what happened this day in history. It was 1903. The first modern baseball World Series began. 1908, Henry Ford introduced his Model T automobile to the market. 1968, the horror movie Night of the Living Dead had its world premiere in Pittsburgh, where it was filmed. And in 1971, Walt Disney World opened near Orlando, Florida. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Abby Harris from Richland Center Primary School. Happy sixth to Madeline Mindham. Have a great day at school. Love from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel. Also today, special wishes to Aaron Muller from St. Mary's School. Have a great day to Melanie Maxey from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Fred Goplin from Paul and Lou Kretz. Have a great day today, Rowan Imhoff. Enjoy your special day. Love you from Grandma Jean. Kayla Herberts with a birthday, 35 plus 35? Okay. Have a great day from Sherry and Brandy and Susan and Sharon as well. Hoping Kayla has an awesome day. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today on the 1st of October. Wishing the best to Bryn Ennis, to Fred Goplin, Jerry Steadley, and Emily Thomas. Also Caden Wallen and Jane Irish. Happy anniversary, Lindsay and Jeff Lamont. The RC Lions today with wishes for Kim Goplin, Scott Thomas, John Geisler, Ralph Torgerson, Evelyn Ray Tennant, and Kent Lawton. Have a happy day, Christopher and Casey Jarr, on your anniversary day. Happy anniversary wishes to Cody and Courtney Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Mike and Val Bailey from Blue River United Methodist. Have a great day to our son and daughter-in-law, Jared and Ashley Klingeman, on their 14th from Dad and Mom Klingeman. Emily and Billy Strike have a great anniversary from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And also have a great day to everyone celebrating today. Best wishes on the 1st of October. Enjoy the fall today. It feels a little bit more like fall this morning. We're at 50 degrees in Richland Center at 20 minutes before 8.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend. I'm going to go to the gun show, showing my pipes here. Yeah, been working out. All right. Heading toward news time with A Thing Called Love. This is Johnny Cash.
6 foot six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck. Look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down. Take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
Richland Center Hornet Homecoming Week this week will be on hand for high school volleyball tonight as the Hornets play host to Platteville. We look forward to that one. We'll preview the match coming up during our 810 Sports Report today. Joanne is next with the news.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like today with a high of 65. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 38. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 50 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special. Sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Voters in the Ithaca School District will see a referendum question on the November election ballot in regards to exceeding the revenue limit. Lori Pizer is business manager for the Ithaca School District.
We're going to go up for 1.3 operational referendum for 4 years. Ithaca has not went out for an operational referendum since 2004. And if you look at the neighboring schools, they have had more operational referendums. Like Riverdale has had 2, Richland Center 3, River Valley 4, and Weston 5 in the same time frame. So I think that shows that Ithaca has been very frugal with their spending.
There are two major reasons for the referendum.
As of 2025, the state funding has fallen $3,300 per student behind inflation. So if the state would have kept up with inflation for school districts, we wouldn't be here talking about going out for referendum. And another major point is declining enrollment. This is true for most all rural schools. Families are not large nowadays. I remember when I was young, we had families with 8 to 10 kids, and there was a family up the road that had 17 kids. And so now you have families of, you know, one or two children, and so of course it's declining enrollment.
One concern that voters may have about the Ithaca referendum question is the impact it will have on them.
Community members have asked about the referendum, how will it affect me? And on a $100,000 home, your taxes would increase $14 a month or $168 a year for the first year. The second year, the tax would increase $3.67 a month or $44 a year. In the third year, the increase would be $2.42 a month or $29 a year. And the fourth year increase would be $8 a month or $1 a year. So the total tax increase on a $100,000 home over the 4 years would be $242.
Pizer said that there is another concern that residents of the Ithaca School District have.
Community members also have been worried about their municipalities have been reassessed this year. And just because it's been reassessed doesn't automatically mean your taxes are going to increase. So if the averaged assessed value of your municipality increased by 50% and your property assessed value increased by 50%, generally there would be no increase to your property taxes besides the school referendum. If your assessed value increased by 30% and the average was 50%, generally you'd have a decrease in your taxes. And if your property hasn't been reassessed for many years and you're pretty low, and maybe you say you have a 70% increase and the average is 50%, your taxes will increase. So that's kind of confusing because of the reassessment. Everyone's like, oh, my taxes are going to be so much more. But it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Informational sessions have been held to help residents understand the referendum question. If you have not been able to attend any of the past sessions and would like to find out more information about the referendum, two additional sessions remain. They will be held Wednesday at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym and Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Former President Donald Trump planned to spend the hours ahead of Tuesday night's vice presidential debate campaigning in Wisconsin. Trump is scheduled to stop in a critical Democratic county where he's never been before that is crucial to Democrat Kamala Harris's hopes for winning the key battleground state. Trump was to appear at a manufacturing facility in Wanakee, a suburb of Wisconsin's capital city of Madison, in the Democratic stronghold of Dane County. Later today, Trump planned to hold an event at a museum in Milwaukee. Trump was expected to focus his comments in Wisconsin on the economy. Trump must cut into the large Democratic majority in Dane County to win statewide. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced Monday it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plug. Four charging ports will be offered at each location that has the chargers. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin, as most rural parts of the state do not have access limiting travel for EVs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. The Natural Resources Board approved a request for public hearings on the subject at its meeting last week. The DNR wants to set regulations to meet federal guidelines, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. If the change goes through, DNR staff say 90 water systems will have to be remediated statewide. Legislative Republicans prevented a previous alteration of the standards after the agency used emergency rulings to push for remediation in several parts of the state. Scammers love phishing schemes, but they aren't just limited to emails. As more real businesses use text messages to communicate with their customers, con artists are sending out their own text, posing as organizations you know and can trust. If you receive an unusual text message, the following tips can help you decide whether it is a fake before scammers can get their hands on your personal information. Don't trust unsolicited messages. Scammers would try to get you to click a link or call a number in a text message claiming you've won a great prize, your subscription account is about to be deactivated, or there was a problem delivering a package to your home. They may even claim fraudulent activity has been detected on your account and tell you to act now. Before you get too worked up and respond, ask yourself, did I give this company permission to text me? Did I enter a contest recently? Am I expecting a package? Is it normal for this business to send me messages? If an out-of-the-blue offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you receive an unsettling text message from a company you do business with, but they never text you in the past, look up their contact information on their official website and get in touch to find out what the message is really about. Watch out for suspicious links. Most scam text messages contain a link for you to click on. Scammers hope their message will cause you to feel so scared or excited you'll click the link without thinking. Know that a personalized message doesn't make the sender trustworthy. Thanks to data breaches and online directories, at least some of your personal information is probably online. Scammers may have access to your name, address, where you bank, your phone provider, and other details about your life. Look for spelling and grammar errors. A large number of fake texts originate with offshore companies where they may be crafted by someone who isn't completely fluent in the English language. Some scammers are highly skilled in English, and it may even be their first language, so not every fake text you receive will follow this rule. If a website looks real, check again. If you do click on a link in a suspicious text message, and it appears to take you to an official business website, don't feel safe straight away. Scammers can create a carbon copy of a legitimate website, and if you log on the fake site, they can steal your username and password. Look up phone numbers before you call. Scammers may prompt you to call a number claiming you need to resolve some kind of issue or register to receive a prize. They may do so under the guise of a real business, so always double-check any numbers they send you before you call. If you spot a scam, text "don't reply." Some scammers ask you to text "stop" or "no" so you won't receive future text. In reality, your reply tells them they have a real active phone number and could open you up to future attacks. Keep your antivirus software up to date. Antivirus software can alert you to fake and unsafe websites if you happen to click on a link in an unsolicited text message. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, October 1st. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died September 23rd. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Elton, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will be held at a later date at St. Bridget's Cemetery. There will be no visitation prior to the service. The family asks that those attending please enter the church and be seated. A celebration of life will follow the service from 12:30 to 3 at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the family for donations of their choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Valton. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing Home in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th from 11 until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at